I was reassured once again that business is a very tough discipline, and those who don't want to accept this should definitely stay away from it. As we talked, I recalled a life story. Two ex-friends meet, and one of them says, "You've stolen my wife. You've stolen my company. How could you do that? We've known each other since we were kids, and we've always been best friends." The other one retorts, "You should have been more careful." I believe you will notice managerial mistakes made by our new client in the past, and you will learn a lesson from them to the benefit of your business. Hello. What can I do for you? I presume you're here because you run a business.
I did, but now I'm only plagued with worries.
Why? Did you go bankrupt?
On the contrary, I was actually very successful. But 2 years ago, my wife passed away and I decided to call it quits.
I'm very sorry to hear that. But why did you call a halt when you, as you say, were successful?
At that moment, I realized how short life is. So I sold my flat and company, and I decided to start travelling.
Excuse me, but how old are you?
I was 70 this year.
You're still very young. At your age, you can still fall in love again, get married, and you won't have to travel on your own.
I'm not going to travel anymore. And what woman would be interested in such a poor guy? I can hardly afford to buy food.
I beg your pardon, but you're getting me confused. Success and poverty don't match each other. Could you tell me a bit more about yourself, and particularly about that business of yours?
And do you have the time for me, even though I've turned up without an appointment?
Yes, I do. I'm very curious about your story.
Well, where should I start? I've spent all my life working at various positions for an arms factory. I actually did all kinds of jobs, ranging from an auxiliary worker to a sales manager.
You've made your way up, but I'm not going to interrupt you.
I've liked playing with weapons since childhood. Of course, I started with toys such as a catapult, bow and arrows, and later an air gun, just like every little boy, I guess. When I grew up, I passed my hunting exams and received a gun license and started hunting with real guns. It has been my passion until recently. Now I don't have any weapon, fortunately.
Why fortunately?
I'm in a situation which means I would probably use it.
Come off it. No situation, regardless of how hard it may seem, is worth it.